message from the Gospel of Mark. We're in the 12th chapter, verse 12. We actually read verse 12 as our final verse in the last message. But we're going to go ahead and read it again because it pertains so much to these damned people. The people that are damned, that have damned themselves, those that have damned themselves by not believing. Jesus proved that he was the Messiah, King of Israel, by all the miracles that he did, by who he was. He was born in the right place, at the right year, in the right time. Everything about his ministry and his life was according to the Old Testament prophecies. And yet they did not want to believe. Jesus looked at Jerusalem and said, "Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem, how many times I would have called you as a mother hen with her baby chickens." Like that. That's what they do. And you just see the baby chickens running when the mother hen does that. I can go out into my chicken's yard and go, and they'll just all pay attention to me immediately. The Israel, instead of coming, wanted to murder. Instead of running under the God of glory's wings for shelter, they wanted to murder him. Let's read this in Greek from the Nestle Island text, and then we'll go on from there. Kai ezeton, auton krateisai, kai ephobethason, ton oklon, agnoson, gar hote pros autos, tain bar parabalain, a pen, kai aphantes auton apelthon. Now Jesus had just spoken a parable, and the parable condemned them. It talked about the parable of the landowner, that he went and he built his vineyard, he put a tower in it to protect it, he built fences all around it, he planted it, and then he loaned it out, or leased it out to sharecroppers. And the sharecroppers, when he sent his servants to receive his profits, and I told you the last time that the prophet, when you own land and they put a crop on your land, you're going to at least get at least 25% of the profits. Mm-hmm. Well, they were not willing. And what happened here, God sent many prophets. He said he sent prophets to them, and they murdered them. They beat them. They busted their teeth out. They strangled them. They choked them. They burned them. And it says there that they miserably abused his servants. And then he said, "I'll send my only son, my dear son, my beloved son, and surely they will receive and honor him." And yet it said, when they saw him, "Here is the heir, let's murder him, and the inheritance would be ours." And Israel over and over and over again said, "Let's kill him. He's going to take our religion away from us. He's going to take our political system away. He will take our kingdom away from us." And yet this was a God of glory, the King of glory, Jehovah the Old Testament, God in flesh, John 1:14. And yet they wanted to murder him. Murder. And they kept on seeking him, it says, kai ezeton, auton krateisan. And they kept on seeking him to seize him. Look at that imperfect tense up there. They kept on wanting to kill and seek and to seize him. But they feared the crowd, and this is 5 to 15,000 people now. That's what that word oklon means there. That for they knew that toward them the parable he had said, and having left him, they went away. But they're not going to go away. You got an enemy? Enemies make strange bedfellows. Enemies make strange bedfellows. You have enemies that hate each other? You have enemies that hate each other? They'll just love each other to get at you. And that's what they did to Jesus. We had the Pharisees. We have the Sadducees. We have the Herodians. We have the Hellenistic or the Greek Jews. We have all these political systems there, and all of them want to kill Jesus. He's standing in the way of the religion. Kai apestolosin. Pros auton, tinas ton, pharisaeon, kai ton, hedeonon, hina auton, argrusum, logo. And they sent with authority toward him some of the Pharisees. The Pharisees and the Herodians didn't get along. But here are these two bedfellows. The enemies make strange bedfellows. Here now they're in bed together, kissing up on each other, trying to figure out how can we get rid of him. While the Herodians, this was Herod's bunch. These were the Edomites that were in the that are now in the palace of Jacob, Israel's. The king of Israel was an Edomite. Esau's people. Esau's descendant. Esau wasn't a promised son. Now we have the Pharisees. These are the people that said we're so holy that nobody else is up to us and we separate ourselves from them. But now the two enemies are in the same bed together. And the Herodians, in order him, they might catch in something that he says, in word, in something that he said. They're going to try to murder him. Kai elthon tes lugusen, alto didaskale, oidamen hote alethes e kai e mele soe peri udenos, ugar blepes. Ace, prosopon, anthropon, alla, ep, alethes, tain hodon, tu theu didaskes. Ex esten, dene, canun, canes, cane son, kai celery, e u domain, e me domain. That's a long verse. This is a very, very famous, very popular saying down through the ages. What we're going to come up to now, this is another figure, another allegory, another metaphor. And having come, these rats, the rats were on the move. And having come, they say to him, Didaskale, teacher, we know, we have experimentally understand that true you are. If they did, why in the world are they there trying to mess with him? Mm-hmm. If they love him, why are they messing with him? Well, we know that you're a great man. And not, you don't, you're impersonal to concerning no one. You don't look upon their face. That's the word malay, third person, singular, present, indicative, active. You're impersonal. Nothing, you don't care. There's you don't look upon a man by his face. For not you see into the face of any man, but upon the truth and the way of God. And you teach. It is permitted, it is lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not. We may give or not. We may give. Now they're asking him a question. Shall we honor the Roman Empire, which we hate? Shall we honor the Roman Empire? Well, the Herodians were in bed with the Roman Empire. Sure they were. Herod the Great was appointed king of Israel by Antony and Cleopatra. And he was an Edomite. He was a child descendant of Esau, not Jacob. Related, all right. but not the one that's supposed to be on the throne. The one that's supposed to be on the throne was Jesus' earthly father, Joseph. Let's go back and read a couple of these verses in the Amplified Bible now. 12 and 12 on. And they were trying to get hold of him, but they were afraid of the people, for they knew that he spoke this parable in reference to them and against them, so they left him and departed. But they sent some of the Pharisees and the Herodians to him for the purpose of entrapping him in his speech. Strange bedfellows, aren't they? Enemies make strange bedfellows. And they came up and they said to him, Teacher, we know that you are sincere and what you profess to be, and you cannot lie, and you have no personal bias for anyone. That's that word melee there. For you are not influenced by partiality and have no regard for anyone's external condition or position. But on the basis of truth, you teach the way of God. And it is lawful and permissible and right to give tribute. Poll taxes to Caesar or not. This is a very famous thing. Hode eidos. Auton tein hypocrisin. Epen autois ti me perazete. Ferrete mo denarion hina ibu. And the one having known, that's Jesus, and Jesus having known of them the hypocrisy, the acting, they're hypocrites. Hypocritos. This word here is an old Greek word, hypocrito. That means to stand behind the mask. Now, in some of our old movies a long time ago, they would have the three different masks. Now, a Greek actor would change his voice and stand behind a mask. He wasn't him, but he'd put that mask down and he'd answer the person. I remember a long time ago, I was at Carl's Jr. in Bakersfield about 35 years ago, and this guy walked in there. He sat down at this big table that had six places. He sat on one side and he'd talk across the table and be very agitated, and then he'd get over there and he'd agitatedly answer the other person back. And he'd change his voice. He'd go back there and he was schizophrenic. Multiple personalities, you might say. Well, I'm going to tell you something about these hypocrites, these actors. They were actors. Now, all he had to have, that guy and that Carl's Jr., is different masks. Jesus coined this term here. Mm-hmm. The writers of the New Testament, by inspiration, use this term. You actors, you're play acting. You are messing with me. And here, the people that hate each other are all lined up against me because enemies make strange bedfellows when they have a common enemy. Why, Islam, they kill each other every day. But I'll guarantee you they'll get lined up against Israel or against America in a hot minute. They'll kiss and make up and do their dirty deeds. And that's what these rats were doing. The acts of the rats. And the acting. The hypocrisy. And he said to them, Why do you keep on tempting me? Why do you keep on tempting me? You bring to me a denarius, a coin. Now he knew exactly what coin Caesar's face was on. Mm-hmm. So he tells him, bring me this denarius in order that I may see it. 12 and verse 16, Hode enegkon kai lege autois tinas a ekon aute kai he epigraphe. Hoi de epon auto caesaros, Caesar. And the wands they brought, and he says to them, to whom the image, he icon, the image, the icon, the image, this, and the upon writing, and the inscription, the superscription underneath the face, and the ones, they said to him, Caesar. And the ones, they said to him, Caesar. 12 and 17 now. Ho de Jesus epen, ta kaistaros, apodota e kaistaroi, kai ta tu thiu, kai ex e tha mazon, ep auto. And to Jesus he said, to the things of Caesar you render or you from give, you all. To Caesar and the things belonging to God, to the God. And they kept on marveling upon this saying. They kept on they kept on being struck out of their sentence. That's what it means. They were amazed. They were astonished. They didn't know what to say. The King of Glory is a lot smarter than all these rats in the same bed. Rats in the same bed. Neither one of them, they did not agree with each other. But to get to him, they lined up. The Herodians, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Levites, the priest, all of them. They all despised one another. But for the sake of murder, they're joining up and smiling at each other now. Now 12 and 18. Now we have a different group in the bed. The Sadducees. And they're sad, you see, because they don't believe in angels, they don't believe in God and all reality, and they'll be in the resurrection. But listen to the hogwash, the hypocrisy they're bringing to the King of Glory. Kai ekonte sadia kaion, kaioi, prosauton oidenes lugusen, anastasen me ene, kai epiroton auton legonte. And they come, the Sadducees. The Sadducees don't believe in the resurrection. They don't believe in anything. These are the atheist Jews. These are atheists. Mm-hmm. Okay? The atheists come to seek Jesus. Now, the atheists and the Pharisees don't get along. The atheists and the Herodians don't get along. The atheists and the Hellenistic Jews don't get along. The atheists and the priests don't get along. The atheists and the high priests don't get along. The atheists and the scribes don't get along. But they're all lining up. All the rats in the same bed. And they came, the Sadducees, toward him, who they say there is no resurrection. And listen to what they say to him. This is another hypocrisy. Now, Jesus can see through all of this. He's no dummy. Why, as dumb as I am, walking around over these lands and the political parties that are over there, and I can look here and I can see, and I said, these guys aren't getting along at all, but why are they all coming at me with this bunch of questions? Everybody's getting their turn. Every dog is biting him. Every dog is getting their chance at nipping the heels of the Son of Glory. And here we are with the Sadducees. And of course they're Sadducees because they don't believe in the resurrection. When they have their funerals, they're all dressed up and no place to go. They're the atheists of the day, the agnostics of the day. Can you see this? They don't believe in the resurrection. Now, by the way, this is an old story that the Sadducees, it's a joke. This is the joke that the Sadducees shared among themselves and then would laugh about it. Now they're going to come here and they're going to, what you might call, try to humiliate and dishonor Jesus in every way. And look and see what they say. They don't believe there's a resurrection. And they kept on questioning him. They kept on interrogating him, saying, now listen and see what they're going to say. Didaskale boses, igrapse himen hote, iantonos, Adelphos, apothene, kai, katalepe, genaike, kai me, afe technon. Hina labe, ho adelphos, autos, tain, geneke, kai, ex anastase, et sperma, to adelpho auto. Another long verse. And they said, teacher, didaskale, in the vocative, vocative, singular, masculine, didaskale, Moshe, Moshe in Hebrew, Moses, he wrote to us. Moses wrote to them? Well, then why didn't they believe what Moses said? That if anyone, a brother, he should die, he may die. Look at that, third person, singular, secondary, subjunctive, active. And he may leave behind a woman, a wife. And not he may leave a child, a technon. That child there means that's a legal birth, legally born. A live birth. In order that he may take the brother of him, the woman, and he may stand out seed for the brother of him. He's going to take, now what happens here? Moses said this, that Moses said that if a man dies and he has a wife, now, and he didn't have a child by this woman, that his brother has to take this woman and raise up seed to him. Raise up a child for him to carry on his name. And he's supposed to support the woman. This is what we call welfare pre-Jesus. This is the welfare system. This is Social Security before Christ. All right. Let's read this now from the Amplified, the last few verses. And some Sadducees came to him of that party, and they say that there is no resurrection. They asked him a question, saying, here we are, the hypocrites, hypocrite, teacher, Moses gave us the law, that a man's brother died, leaving a wife, but no child, and the man must marry the widow, and raise up offspring for his brother. Deuteronomy 25 and verse 5 is where this is quoted from. Now, let's go on. Now, you have to remember that these rats don't believe in the resurrection. They don't believe in afterlife. They don't even believe in God. They don't believe in angels. They don't believe in spirits. They don't believe in anything. They are what? Atheists. Hepta Adelphoi. Eson kai ho protos. Alabain. Geneke kai apoltenescon. Kai aruk. Afeken. Sperma. Seven brothers there kept on being. And the first, he took the woman, and dying not, he left seed. The first one, there were seven brothers, and the next one, he took the woman to wife. She's going through all these brothers. And she hasn't conceived yet. 12:21, Kai ho deuteros la elabain altain kai apathanain me karalipon sperma kai ho tritos ho siatos. And the second, he gave, or he took her, and dying, died, and having left seed, not having left seed, and the third likewise, similarly, hosiotos, ho tritos hosiotos, and he left, the third he left her. 12 and 22, kai hoi hepta uk, afekon sperma, eskaton, Ponton kai gene apathanein. And the seven, not, they left seed. And last of all, and the woman, she died. The woman, she died. Now here is the real They don't believe in the resurrection, remember. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in spirits. They don't believe in afterlife at all. And these are the ones. Strange bedfellows. Strange bedfellows. In te anastase, hoton anastasin, tinas auton estai gene, hoigar hepta eskon aute geneka. And in the resurrection, when the resurrection takes place, of them, who shall for himself a wife? Who shall take? Whose wife shall she be? The 17, they had her to wife. Let's go back and read this in the Amplified again. The second brother married her, and leaving no children, and the third did the same. And all seven, leaving no children, last of all, the woman died also. Now in the resurrection, which we don't believe in, whose wife shall be for the seven married her? Okay, here comes the story. 24. Efe, autois ho Jesus, u diatuto, planeste me edontes, tos, artas graphes, made etain dynamine to theu. And he said to them, to Jesus, not therefore ye are led astray, not having known the scriptures, neither the power of God. You don't know the scriptures. You don't know your Bible. And you don't know the power of God. You don't know your Bible and you don't know the power of God. 25. Hotan gar ek nekron. Anastasin ute gam musin. Ude gam mizonte. Alla esten ho angeloi en tois uranois. Or in the resurrection out of the dead, neither they marry, neither they are given in marriage for themselves, but they are as the angels, the messengers in the heavens. Now, I want to say this to you. These are the angels in heaven. The angels in heaven do not marry or given in marriage. It doesn't say anything about those angels down in Genesis, the 6th chapter. It doesn't say anything about when the Lord God of heaven spoke to Satan and he says, I will put hatred between her seed and your seed. It said that he was going to have a child, a son, an heir. Satan will. Maybe he has several already. Maybe there are some of the false religious leaders in the world that have been raised were from his bosom, his loins. Let's read this in the Amplified now. 12, 24, and 5. And Jesus said to them, is not this where you wander out of the way and go astray wrong, because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God? For when they arise from among the dead, men do not marry, nor are women given in marriage, but are like the angels in heaven. Then he goes on to explain something to these bedfellows, these strange bedfellows. That's the title of the message, Strange Bedfellows. These are the damned. These are the ones that have damned themselves. I talked about the actions of the damned. We talked about the roll call of the damned. Here they are. The Sadducees, the Pharisees, the Herodians, the Levites, the priests, the high priest, all the Sadducees, all strange bedfellows. Peri de ton necron. Hote egeronte. Uc anego. Anegnote, in te biblio, mosheos, epi tu batu pos epen, auto ho theos legon, ego ho theos, arm kai theos esak kai theos yekvu. But concerning the dead ones, because they do rise not, you read, didn't you read? In the book that you're supposed to know, Moses, upon the bush, upon the burning bush, when Jesus said, or when Jehovah and Jesus in his pre-incarnate form, he said, who shall I say sent me? And he said, ego eimi, ego eimi. In the Hebrew, it is asher ha'ah, asher. In the bush, how he said to him, the God saying, I, the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, I am the God of them. Uk esten theos nekron, ala zonton pola planeste. Not he is the God of dead ones, but the God of living ones, much ye are led astray. Much ye are led astray. Let's go look at this. How many people have been led astray today? How many atheists do we have in Fish Lake Valley? How many false religionists do we have in Fish Lake Valley that are led astray? How many do we have? Let's look and see what it says here. For when they arise from the dead, men do not marry, nor are women given in marriage, but are like the angels in heaven. See, Marilyn, you've always worried about me being married, your husband in heaven. It's not going to happen. You just better do the best you can right now. But concerning the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses in this passage about the burning bush, how God said to him, I am the God of Abraham, I am the God of Isaac, and I am the God of Jacob. And Exodus 3, 2 through 6 is where he said this. He is not the God of the dead ones, but of the living ones. And you are wrong. And you are wrong. Now that's where we're going to quit for this evening. This is lesson number 50. Are you wrong? Are you wrong? Are you trusting the wrong religion? I had a person call me a few hours ago, one of my students, and he was very concerned about a Catholic person that he was dealing with. He said, how do I deal with that? How do I deal with these people? How can I show them Jesus and him crucified, that he is the only way? Well, I said to him, I said, they've got a problem. They don't believe in the Bible. They believe in continual revelation. And the Pope is the revelator, the apostle of God in this age, and he can change anything. That's why you go back here in church history and you see all of this evolution of theology in Catholicism. Mariolatry didn't begin there at Jesus' time. Mariolatry was in the 500s. That's when it began, in the 500s. Mariolatry, the worship of Mary. And then it continued on, and they kept getting more revelations from their holy ones, from their, what they call the Holy See, the Apostle of God. And of course, Islam calls Muhammad the Apostle of God. And all of these give revelations other than the Bible. I said, what you got is you got to convince her the Word of God is true. You got to convince her that no man can lead her, get her into heaven by his sanctions. You got to prove to her that there is no way where we can work ourselves to heaven. The sacraments are invalid because they were given to us in an invalid way. Marriage does not get you to heaven. Baptism does not get you to heaven. The Eucharist does not get you to heaven. Saying Hail Marys doesn't get you to heaven. I said, you got to show her that not to trust in man, but to trust in God. Not to trust in men, but to trust in God and his holy word. We've read to you the Word of God tonight. Are you willing to lay aside all of your guesses, all of your what you might call traditions that were handed down to you? Maybe you're a Jehovah's Witness. And it's been told to you since you were a child that Jesus is only the Archangel Michael, and that God is not in Jesus in flesh. I'm here to tell you tonight that Jesus that we talked about tonight is Jehovah of the Old Testament. He is the very dear Son of God, and not a Son of God, and He is not a God, but the God of heaven. Jesus said, "How many long have I been with you?" They asked Him to show Him the Father. "How long have I been with you and you did not know me? I and the Father are one." He told the Pharisees over and over again, and we're going to find out later at the end of this chapter, they're going to want to stone Him because He's going to tell them one thing, that I am the God of the Old Testament. I am the God that gave you the Word of God. I am He that the Old Testament Scripture spoke of. Jesus is the one and is the only one that can save your soul. And don't pray to Mary. Don't pray and say, "Peace be upon Him," as you say the name of Muhammad. Muhammad can't get you to heaven. Islam can't get you to heaven. Jehovah's Witness can't get you to heaven. Mormonism can't get you to heaven. No bunch of ceremonies or anything else is going to get you to heaven. Baptism isn't going to get you to heaven. Believing in Jesus Christ as the only Savior in the world that ever came, that He is God the Son in flesh, that He died on the cross of Calvary, that He was buried for 3 days and that He was raised. He died for your sins and was raised for your justifications. And if you believe that, the Bible says, Romans, Paul said to the church at Rome, "For whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. For in the heart man, with the mouth man confesses unto salvation, with the heart he believes unto salvation. Our Father, we send this message out tonight. May it do its job. I preached it the best I could. I'll never save anybody in my life. I couldn't do anything. But the power of Your Spirit, Father, can reach through and topple governments and mountains and valleys. I send this message out for You to save sinners. And those sinners, Father, that You consecrate them for Your work. In Jesus' name we pray, and I ask You to forgive me.